from college. You became an investigative reporter. Could you talk about that transition and why, as you note, you had that opportunity, but many others don't?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think that that's one of the really important things about this book. On the one hand, I want to give hope to people who are inside to see that it's possible to have second chances. But I think it's also really important for people to understand, you know, people on the outside to understand what the barriers are and why not everyone ends up with the sort of success story that I've been able to have. And a lot of that, of course, is the, you know, racial and class privilege issues that, you know, y'all are of course, well aware of. I think that one of the ways that it's really important to understand how it plays out in a story like mine is sort of cumulative over the years. I think, for instance, that by the time I got arrested, I'd had so many interactions with police over the years that could have gone very differently if I were black or brown. There's so many times where I was clearly doing things that were suspicious that could have resulted in more arrests and a longer criminal record, so that by the time I actually got arrested in 2010, I might have had, you know, far more priors and qualified for a much harsher sentence, done longer, gone to prison where black and brown people are more likely to get tickets that send them to solitary and thus, you know, less likely to make parole, ended up doing more time, spent more time away from the community and my family. And, you know, by the time I got out, it would have been that much harder to reintegrate before, you know, facing all of the same systemic barriers that exist for, you know, black and brown people on the outside.
And could you talk about how your experience has informed and propelled you to cover criminal justice issues, especially now with the Marshall Project?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that, first of all, I think it's given me a starting point of understanding that people in prison are people. And I think that might sound obvious, but very commonly people sort of think of prisoners as faceless numbers, because it's really hard to actually have lots of meaningful interactions with prisoners. You know, prisons are inherently hard to get in. You know, they're behind razor wire. Access is so limited. So I think that just having that starting point has, you know, given me the perspective that there are other things about prisoners that are worth covering. And I think that's made a big difference. But, you know, I also think that there's a lot of prisoners who've been more willing to speak to me because they know that I know that. They know that I come from a starting point of seeing them as human.
Finally, Carrie, dentures. We have 1 minute. Why are dentures so important?
Well, I mean, I think that just it's a body part. Like, on a base level, this is a body part that many prisons, you know, were not giving to prisoners. And having them can be so important in terms of confidence and, you know, just feeling like you're being treated like a person, but also in terms of reentry and, you know, coming out and looking as employable as possible.
And so explain what you did.
In Texas prisons, they'd been routinely denying dentures to toothless prisoners. They would take the food and put it in a blender, puree it, and, you know, just pour it in a cup. And I investigated this for almost a year and wrote a story about it. And afterwards, the Texas prison system bought a 3D printer to be able to start 3D printing dentures for prisoners.
Well, Carrie Blakinger, this book is astounding. Carrie is an investigative reporter in Texas for the Marshall Project. Her column is called Inside Out, that she does with NBC News and Marshall. Her new memoir out today, Corrections in Ink. We will continue our conversation in a part two at democracynow.org. We'll also link to her columns online. Democracy Now! Produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Terracena, Tammy Warren, Camille Baker, Trina Nadura, Sam Malkoff, Tamari A Studio. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Stay safe.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Thank you. found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
This town is coming like a ghost. up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, 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 Israelites.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
People see me, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come, yeah, baby, let the good time roll. It's understood. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come, yeah, baby, let the good time roll. Up their sleeve. Wonder why, baby, you treat me so cold. Come, yeah, baby, let the good time roll.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? Down.
put a spell on you.